Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, a conversation that we've been following up now for weeks on end and largely focused on the ownership structure, the indebted levels of Four Ways Mall, which is owned by Accelerate Property Fund. Mr. Giorgio, who's a significant property investor in South Africa, as well as the likes of Investec Property Fund. We're now going to take a look at how this mall needs to reposition itself in order to improve foot traffic. It struggles with high levels of vacancies because of a lack of retail tenants that are within the stores. That in itself means that you and I don't go to the shopping mall because we're not exposed or have access to the stores we'd like to shop from. Someone who's been placed in charge of ensuring the operational efficiency and turnaround of Four Ways Mall is Paul Gerard, who's the managing director of Flanagan and Gerard, to give us some more insight. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Paul. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. And it's Gerard.
Gerard.
Just for reference.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I nearly slipped back into my Afrikaans accent there for a moment. So appreciate it there, Paul. Paul, I guess first things first, your business, Flanagan and Gerard, has been known for running a number of shopping malls in South Africa and improving their operational efficiency and capacity, whether in the township or even in urban areas. And maybe let's just start there in terms of your experience, your observations, and what it really takes to drive a sustainable shopping center in South Africa.
So, yes, thank you. We're actually developers, so we often find the site where there's a need for retail and go and find the funding, the tenants, put it all together, put the professional team together, source the contractor and make it happen. And then once it's open, then it's about tweaking the little elements, because some shops that are good for Orange Farm aren't necessarily good for Morningside and vice versa. So it's all to cater for the customer's needs, because customers' needs are different based on where they live in South Africa.
Definitely.
And Four Ways Mall is nothing different.
And maybe let's talk about that. You know, I sat back and I've been thinking about this conversation for the last few weeks, that in terms of location, it seems as though it's a prime location, well-known destination, has a vibrant population around it that can actually contribute to the foot traffic, but it's just not working out. Your observations here, Paul, as to following the refurbishments back in 2019 and life post the pandemic, what's gone wrong here?
Well, I think that the owners wanted to go too big too quickly and neglected the customer in their endeavors. So you'll know if you go to Four Ways Mall that you're on the approach to it. It's a little uncomfortable. The taxis are a little unruly. The street lights don't work. The traffic lights don't work. So by the time you get into the Four Ways Mall, you're already a little bit distressed. But then as you get in, the traffic flows are a little bit compromised. The parking level, the lights within the parking areas are low, which leads to a sense of lack of safety. Then you don't know where you're parking. You don't know where how to navigate, because the directional signage is not quite up to the standard that we had expected a super regional to be. And then once you're in the shopping center, there are some vacancies. Having said that, it hasn't got a bad mix. You know, you've got a Checkers Hyper. It's got flagship stores, the Woolies stores, the Cape Union Market stores. The retailers put a lot of effort in. But the owners didn't see Four Ways. They saw Four Ways Mall as one big shopping center, and actually it's a collection of smaller shopping centers that all interlink. And what I mean by that is every small shopping center's got its little energy node, whether it's a supermarket, it could be a pharmacy, but it has something that's pulling customers to the destination. And so we are going to create energy nodes in spaces that are maybe a little quiet, which will then assist the traffic flow between the shopping centers. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Four Ways, it's very easy to identify the entertainment node, because it stands out as one of the best in the country with the adventure golf, the flagship bounce, the 10-pin bowling, Sturkinikor, and so on. But a lot of people are too scared to venture into the rest of the mall because it is scary.
Very true. Funny, one of my colleagues earlier was actually commenting on the fact that he last went to the mall before it was even refurbished, and upon a recent visit was just frustrated, as you say, by the shopping experience. And as you comment on how best to turn it around, it certainly does speak to the right anchor tenants. And as you've commented, this is something that the mall has done correctly. But there's also quite a bit of competition within the nearby node, right? If we consider Four Ways Crossing and a few other smaller shopping centres. So I'm also keen to gauge your thoughts here, Paul, on, I guess, the role, relevance of super regional shopping malls versus the more convenient shopping centres, which allow for quick and fast, easy access and with anchor tenants on those properties. So using Four Ways Mall as an example, you know, what does this say about super regionals and their role in South Africa?
So super regionals have a place, especially where Four Ways, I mean, it's ideal for a super regional. You talked about it earlier. It's got direct access off Cedar Road, Witkoppen Road, and Winnie Mandela Drive, which are three provincial roads, as well as access off Four Ways Boulevard. Plenty of parking. I mean, it really should be the ideal location for a super regional. We have to just improve the customer experience. Having said that, the shopping centers that are nearby, they all play a role. You know, if you look at any node within the country, if you go to Menlyn, you'll see shopping centers on either side, all the way down Atterbury, all the way down Haasfontein. If you go to the Gateway, there's shopping centers around, little bits of retail, and they all serve their own purpose. So some shopping centers are quick in and out as convenience. It's bread, meat, booze, pharmaceuticals, and maybe a couple of bits and bobs. That's what people want to do, and they want to be out within half an hour. The super regional's role is more of a dwell time, a comparative shopping experience where you can walk Truworths and Fashini and Miladies and Queen's Park and any of the boutique independent brands like Steve Madden to see a selection of offerings. What you'd want to do along the way then is maybe grab a cup of coffee. And Four Ways Mall lacks some pause points throughout the shopping center. You may want to go for a nice meal. There's like ELNN and in Mall of Africa, amongst other nice restaurants that you can stop at and have a proper meal. I think Four Ways Mall has got mass market fast food retail, and it lacks a little bit of restaurant offering. And so we just need to tweak it a bit so that the dwell time is there and people want to spend time in the shopping center. But they'll only want to spend time if the lighting levels are sufficient to not make them feel unsafe. They know how to, they can navigate it. So they have this directional signage indicating which of the major retailers they'd like to walk towards. So maybe Checkers is their primary shop, but they want to do a bit of browsing. They'll see, okay, that's the direction to Checkers. I'll go and park there by Checkers, and whenever they need to get back to Checkers, it's easy to find their way back to Checkers. And so the regional mall has its own purpose. It's a longer shop where people get together, they'll socialize, they'll spend time, they'll go and do some of the entertainment, eat at some of the restaurants, and that's really the purpose of a regional shopping center.
Definitely.
Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%. This actually excites me, Paul, because I recall a few years ago engaging with the South African Council of Shopping Centres, and Four Ways Mall of Africa were obviously, you know, the huge investments that were being made by developers. And despite the high concentration of shopping malls that South Africa has, we've always been viewed as being a market that can sustain the level of investment and the infrastructure that we have with super regionals. So I'm quite intrigued to see the different mixes, not only in terms of tenant mix, but of course, retention, and even a theme around the shopping mall being more of an experience, essentially to drive a lot more foot traffic there. And I'm assuming some malls get this right better than others, right, in terms of the experiential moments and activity that can take place in a super regional.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the experiences are what bring people back. But often they also want to shop at a particular shop, whether it could be Levi's or Batu shoes, you know. So you need to have the range, and the super regionals need to have a very big range of retail trade, as well as the little unique selling points that bring people back, whether it's a cool little coffee shop that they like visiting, a restaurant. Four Ways Mall has got one of the best bounce operations in the country, and so we get a lot of families coming through. Obviously, altitude out there doesn't necessarily assist with that, and we'll see what happens over the next few months in that space. But our intention is to create a drop-off and go in front of that parking, in front of that entertainment area, because at the moment, there's no way where parents can drop their kids off and feel safe at Four Ways, that their kids will be all right. There's no way where people can pick up an Uber easily at Four Ways, because it's this big, monstrous kind of concrete block that doesn't really have any differentiation. So we're looking at tweaking that in places that will be appealing to the customer, and it's all about the customer experience in the end. If the customer doesn't want to be there, they won't shop, and if they don't shop, the retailers won't trade, and if they don't trade, then there's vacancies. And that's what we've currently got.
Mean no rental. No rental means no income. Then you have high debt levels, which is what we do see with the shareholders of the business. Paul, I just want to read out two messages that have come through from some of our listeners. So we had asked them earlier if many of them do shop at Four Ways Mall. And one from Marco says, no, I never shop at Four Ways Mall. Not user-friendly. It's too big. Not easy to go in, not easy to go out. The parking ergonomics are also wrong. And we also have another follow-up message here from this listener who raises a concern around security. The comment reads, Four Ways Mall needs to improve their security. I got robbed there during daylight not so long ago. And the sad part is that the center management refused to review the footage. And I was told that I need to have a case number first. Intriguing. So I'm keen, I guess, you know, much of the themes you've spoken to around lighting, ergonomics, you've touched on. But what about safety as well, as a critical aspect?
You'd be surprised that Four Ways Mall has a very high staff contingent within it. What it lacks is sufficient CCTV coverage throughout the mall. So we've put in a fiber backbone, and we are putting in a few hundred additional CCTV cameras to enhance the security, because obviously that there's an inverse relationship between cameras and people that you need on the ground in order to maintain healthy security. So that's, we're in the process of doing that. Together with that fiber backbone that's been installed, we're putting in a free Wi-Fi for the customers, which would make it more convenient. You know, people at least have got Wi-Fi within them all. And then also for the shoppers that don't like to take a ticket, we're putting in an Admit, which is a system that a lot of the big regionals use, like Sandton City and Mall of Africa. And even at Morningside Shopping Center, which we own, we're converting that from Kaching to Admit, because it is the prominent ticketless parking solution at the moment. And we think that it's going to just assist in the journey. Once again, this is a long journey we've got to go through, because it's a big shopping center and there's a lot of change that needs to be made. But I think, you know, if you look at the basics of when we talk property, location, accessibility and visibility are all very strong within this particular shopping center. So, you know, we just have to make the customer feel like special, because you want them to spend their money. You don't want them to feel like they're being robbed when they go into the shopping center. I mean, that's psychologically robbed because they're having a terrible experience. You want them to really enjoy it, talk to their friends about it so they come back. And that's how super regionals dominate their space. And they live alongside the convenience centers because they serve different purposes.
Paul, I could have this conversation with you for hours on end. But before you go, I'm so intrigued because it also allows us as consumers to learn more and understand more about the retail centers and how they operate as businesses versus just a quick, you know, meet up for lunch or shopping experience with family. Is this too big to fail? And I ask this, Paul, because the U.S. saw a similar trend, right, where there were super regionals that were developed, great location, but just ended up going extinct. Is Four Ways Shopping Mall too big to fail? And I guess give us some timelines and context around the process that will have to be entailed here and how patient we might have to be.
Well, I don't think anything's too big to fail. There's been quite a few big businesses in South Africa that haven't been able to manage through the hard times. Mm-hmm. So I think if it carried on its current trajectory, it would have probably been placed into business rescue, and they probably would have needed to do a fire sale where the buyers would come in and buy it at a really discounted price, and then everybody loses. The banks lose, the owners lose. They've pulled us in so that we can salvage it, but it's not going to happen overnight. I think you'll notice by August there'll be considerable improvement in the parking, the lighting levels in the parking areas, as well as directional signage. Then by December, you'll notice a considerable improvement, but there's still another 24 months after that to really get it to be similar to Sandton City, Eastgate, Menland Park, any of the big shopping centers. It's going to take at least 36 months, we think, but you'll notice considerable difference by the end of this year, and even double amount of difference by the end of 2025. And then by then, people will be talking about it as a special place, because we've got some really cool things happening in spaces. You know, there are not many shopping centers that have an airplane in the shopping center. So you need to watch the space.
Paul, we're going to be touching base with you just ahead of Black Friday in November and, of course, ahead of our Christmas shopping in December. So thank you so much for your time and really educating us on this. And look at all the best going forward.
Yeah, and thank you for your time. It's really appreciated. And I'm welcome anytime you want to give me a shout. I'll be open for it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. Truly appreciate it. That's Paul Gerard, who's the managing director of Flanagan & Gerard. You might be wondering, why does Paul know so much? Well, because he is the co-founder of Flanagan & Gerard, a business that started back in 2001. And they've actually developed a number of quality shopping centers in South Africa. Think about Vaal Mall, Highveld Mall, AA to Orange Farm Mall, as well as Nickel Way, even Morningside Shopping Center. Next time you are there, just bear in mind that you will be going to an establishment that they have actually put together. So this is why they've been given the credentials to try and turn around Four Ways Mall. We'll go to ads in just a minute, but I do want us to read just a few of the messages that have come through from some of our listeners. We have asked a few of you, do you shop at Four Ways Mall? And a few of you have said, no, you're worried about security, the lighting, the parking. It just doesn't offer that sense of comfort. Zooks sent us a tweet and says, I liked Four Ways Mall because it's not crowded, but I guess foot traffic is essential for business to run efficiently and effectively. Well, Zooks, I'll tell you what. Paul says we might be able to do our Christmas shopping there. It will be more of a memorable experience.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.